came out with some earnings before the opening bell. $9 billion.
Stay tuned to the show that'll change your life. This is the Safe and Secure Money System with your host, Bernie and Tyler Rezinski. This is not another money show. It's a guidance system to help you help yourself. Former West Point and Vietnam veteran, renowned and award-winning asset manager, tax and money planner Bernie Rezinski has been helping everyday people like you for over 30 years with a safe and secure money system. This is not an infomercial. Stay tuned and see why everyone from business professionals to all school teachers, nurses, moms, and retirees have all benefited from Bernie's time-proven wealth protection safe money system. Now, here are your hosts, Bernie and Tyler Rezinski.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You've tuned in to the Safe and Secure Money Show with your hosts, Tyler and Bernie Rezinski. We're happy that you've joined us this week. I am sitting across from Bernie here. I can see a fire in his eyes. I know he has some great things to talk about and to share with today. Looks like you're a little upset there this morning, Bernie.
Oh, here I am again, Tyler. You're going to have to talk me off the ledge again. I'm just absolutely going nuts. You know, I spent a little bit of time this week reviewing some of our previous shows, and I got to thinking, you know, if you were an uninitiated listener to our show, you'd think we were anti-stock market and anti-capitalism and anti-the system. But that's not the case, is it?
Not in the least. I don't think we're any of those things.
Yeah, but you know what's amazing? This show, we should have this show for 2 to 3 hours a week because, you know what, we just don't have the time to cover the things that come up in the course of our week to be able to do them justice.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about a situation this week that has got me absolutely livid, and I hope I can do justice today to describe the situation. It's a tale of two ladies, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And before we do that, though, at the risk of sounding, again, I'm going to sound like I'm anti-investing in the stock market, anti-equities, anti-whatever, but that's quite the opposite. We're pro all of that.
Yes, we are.
That's the foundation of the society in which we live in, the best society that the world has ever known.
You're absolutely right. Yep.
The most blessed.
Mm-hmm.
The most prosperous.
Yeah, and that's all because of the hard work of the people in this country. And we're not here to discredit that hard work. We're not here to say that the companies that people work for are bad or malicious or anything like that. We just believe that there is a more effective system of participating in the market than the one most of you are currently getting advice about.
Yeah, and you know, we're the creators of the safe and secure money system. And, you know, the thing about that system is that it's not just one thing. It's a holistic approach to your retirement planning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot that goes into it, and in this day and age, so many people are expecting to have quick fixes to everything that many times, when by the time somebody gets to us, by the time they're 55, 60, 65, 70 years old, they've had 20, 30, or 40 years of making some decisions that aren't going to benefit them during their retirement years.
Yeah, and the real problem is that we've been trained here by Wall Street, the whole Wall Street casino money machine, to think that the only goal that we should have with our money is to earn interest. If we can earn enough interest, we can make these other problems and these other risks that present themselves go away. And it's simply not the truth. You can't out-earn probate. You can't out-earn estate taxes. You certainly can't out-earn a long-term care facility.
Yeah, and that's what separates us, again, from the typical advisor, is that we take this holistic approach. You know, if we failed at anything since the show started, is that we've kind of dwelled on just one area too much, and we really haven't gone into defining what the safe and secure money system is as far as the holistic approach to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really taking a look at a person's total estate and protecting it from not just the threat of not earning enough interest, but these other threats that are out there lurking and are just as dangerous, if not more so.
And most people don't know what they don't know.
And that's where the Wall Street money machine has failed so many investors, is because it has failed to teach them about these other threats that are out there. All it's done is focused on earning interest. You see a guy like Dave Ramsey out there who says, oh, you should have 12% return in the stock market. Well, that's a great goal if it can happen, but there are other risks out there that are much more dangerous.
Yeah, old Dave's come under a lot of fire for that. He does a lot of good. There's a lot
There's
a lot of good in what he says, you know, about living within your means and budgeting properly.
Great things.
Great things. But he's come under fire so much for that irresponsible approach to assuming that because the stock market earned 12%, which that is a number which is very disputable, okay, that's what you can expect in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not true in the times that we live in.
You're absolutely right. And this is Tyler and Bernie Rosinski, the creators of the Safe and Secure Money System and host of the Safe and Secure Money Show. 800-999-2371 is how you can get a hold of us. WTAG.biz is our website. And we're here chatting today about the differences between our Safe and Secure Money System and the Wall Street system, which are many. We are focused on not simply earning you interest, which is something that we can do, but also on safety. Guarantees, security, those are the focus, those are the core principles of our Safe and Secure Money System. And Bernie, you were sharing about the best of times and the worst of times a moment ago with the Tale of Two Ladies.
Yeah, I hope that I can do this justice. Just in the last week, we've had an opportunity to spend some time with two women. Very similar ladies with very similar retirement goals and very similar retirement objectives. And one is 68 and one is 60. The 68-year-old is where the 60-year-old is right now 8 years ago. And
let me clarify that. That was some confusing math. These two ladies could be a carbon copy of each other. If we had a time machine, it could take the 68-year-old back 8 years and she were 60. Her estate would look exactly the same. Her retirement plan would look exactly the same as this other lady's.
Yeah, and as
she's just 8 years further along.
As a result of the advice that the 68-year-old has received over the course of her lifetime, which some of that advice was very good early on in her life, but as she approached retirement, the changes weren't made. A holistic approach wasn't taken to ensure that she would never run out of money. And right now, we're trying to put do surgery on her retirement plan, major surgery, because she's going to run out of money. It's just plain as the nose on your face.
Yeah, the problem that she's facing is that she has a certain lifestyle that she needs a certain amount of income to support. And her advisors have been taking this income off of her nest egg for years now, about 8 years, and she is at the point now where it has become untenable. She's reached critical mass with her retirement plan where she is taking out more money, and because of the combination of the money she's taking out and stock market losses, she can see an end point to her retirement plan. She can see a point where she's going to have to go out and enter the workplace again. Because the planning that her advisors have done is not taking into account guarantees and safety and security for her to have a long retirement. It's simply trying to earn interest.
Yeah, and it's just amazing because the 60-year-old lady that we're working with now, okay, is at the same point that this lady was 8 years ago, and she's receiving the same advice. And this lady's sharp enough and bright enough to understand that if we have another downturn and she loses 40% of what she has, not only will her lifestyle be impacted, but down the road she is going to run out of money.
Yeah, she sat down at her conference table yesterday and basically looked us in the eye and said those exact words. She realizes she's terrified that she could run out of money, and she's right to be that way. To be terrified. If she takes out 4%, you know, there's a lot of numbers they bandy about, advisors bandy about, oh, if you only take out 4% from your investments every year for your income, you should have enough money to retire for X amount of years, we hope.
Yeah, and that goes back to last week's show. By the way, if you've missed any of our shows, they're podcasted on our website, WTAG.biz, and they're also on the City's 92.9 website. They're podcasted on there, so if you missed any of them. But last week we talked about hope as a commodity, and that's exactly what this 60-year-old lady is being sold. They're saying, you can take this much money off, and we hope that in 8 or 10 years there'll be enough money left for that to happen. And that is almost criminal.
Yeah, it's nearly criminal, because what they're saying is, as long as the market outperforms the amount of money you're taking out, you should have enough to live on the rest of your life. In a perfect world, that would happen, wouldn't it? In a perfect world, the stock, you'd take out 4% every year, and the stock market would earn at least 4% every year, and your investment portfolio would stay level. But the problem that you run into is that you may need more than 4% in a certain year. What if you have a health emergency, need to put a roof on your house, need to buy a new car? You're going to need more income. What if the market doesn't earn 4%? What if it goes down 30%?
The question you have to ask yourself, and you're going to, if you become a regular listener to this show, you're going to get sick of hearing this question, but it's absolutely important. The question you have to ask yourself is, how safe is my money? How much of the money that I have saved am I willing to lose? Another question that we haven't asked too often is, but what do you want your advisor to look like? Let's have a conversation about that. Give us a call. We'll sit down, and we'll discuss what you want your advisor to look like, because that's a question that just doesn't get asked. But in the meantime, go ahead, Tyler.
And you can reach us at 800-999-2371, WTAG.biz. This is Tyler and Bernie Rosinski. We are the creators of the Safe and Secure Money System, and we have a woman named Diane Graham here who is going to give a bit of a testimony, talk about what we've done in her life, the changes that we've made, and how we have created a plan for her that can live for the rest of her life and create a great retirement for her.
Hi, this is Diane Graham, and I want to tell you something that I wish my husband and I learned a long time ago. Recently, I heard a radio host ask his audience, is your money safe? I looked over at my husband and asked, is our retirement money safe? He said, sure, our broker has it under control. However, I suddenly became concerned when the host went on to report that when a husband dies, nearly 85% of the widows fire the financial planner. I asked myself why. He went on to explain that women want security and safety, and we don't want to gamble with our futures. My husband and his broker can accept that investing is risky, but I feel that investing in the stock market is gambling with our money. The radio show is The Safe Money System with Bernie Rosinski. I went online to www.wtag.biz and watched testimonials of his happy clients. Don't waste another minute gambling with your retirement future. Contact Bernie today at 800-999-2371. That's 800-999-2371. Now I sleep at night because when Bernie asks, is your money safe, I answer yes.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Still there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
Hey everybody, welcome back. This is Bernie Rosinski along with Tyler Rosinski.
Hi there.
Your hosts and creators of the Safe and Secure Money System. You know, during the first half, if you were listening to the show, we went off on a little bit of a tirade because of some of the experiences that we had this week with clients and some of the advice that they've been getting. And we're going to change up the tune here for the second half. We're going to talk about IRAs a little bit and the importance of the planning of them. But before we do that, you may want to go to our website here sometime during the week, WTAG.biz. There are some free reports on there that you can get under one of the tabs under services. And if this show piques your interest, there's a report on there on how to keep the IRS out of your IRA, and also 10 easy ways to save on your taxes. But Tyler, why don't you take a few minutes to talk with us about how important the first few years before retiring, and then the first few years after retiring are to the long-term survivability of your retirement plan.
That was a mouthful right there. You want me to explain all that in the next few minutes? This is only a half-hour show. This show reminds me kind of my daughter. The time just flies. She's 10 months old now. I don't know where it went, and I feel that way every time I step inside the booth to do this show. Well, your IRA is a very specialized instrument that the IRS has done a great job of selling to the public as a tool that can help you lower your tax bill, defer taxes, and provide permanent retirement income. And I'm not going to badmouth IRAs. They're great pieces of planning. When I say IRAs, folks, the term IRA applies to a broad spectrum of qualified savings instruments, 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, ESOPs, simple IRAs, so on and so forth. Those are all qualified money, and they're treated specially by the IRS. Okay, now our goal on this show is not to turn you into a tax expert, but to make you aware of some of the risks and the pitfalls that an IRA does have. Now, an IRA, you get a tax break when you put the money in, but what the IRS doesn't tell you is that they tax you on the money you put in and the interest you earn when you go to start taking that money out. And they have a definite time when you have to start moving that money so they can start getting their taxes.
You know, a few years ago, saving money under qualified plans was a pretty simple cut-and-dried thing, but the advent of the Roth IRA kind of threw a wrench into the monkey works there, didn't it?
Yeah, well, the Roth IRA allows you to have a tax-free income down the road. You don't get the tax break up front. And for a lot of folks, this is really, really great because our experience with our clients is that when they turn 70 and a half and start having to take what's called a required minimum distribution, which is a mandatory amount the IRS makes you take out every year, it's really a pain in the neck. It increases their tax burden. They may not need the income.
And it increases the tax liability on their income from Social Security. A lot of people that we help with day in and day out are paying income tax on their Social Security benefits, which, if you remember, when President Roosevelt put this plan into effect, this money was never, ever going to be taxed.
Yeah. He made two promises. Your Social Security number will never be used to identify you.
Yeah.
Which is the punchline to a joke now.
Yeah.
Okay? And he promised that this Social Security income would never be taxable. Well, neither one of those promises has held true over the years.
And the great thing about working with the Safe and Secure Money System and some of our advisors is that we have that holistic approach to your retirement planning, and this is something that we help people with day in and day out. Because one of the things I want to touch on before this show is over today is the tax trap that's waiting at the end of the line. If you're young, 30, 40, 50 years old, you're not thinking about the end of your life and passing your assets on. But if you're at that point in your life where you've accumulated some assets and a large portion of them are in qualified money, then you need to speak with us sooner rather than later.
Yeah. And if you're paying taxes on your Social Security income, you're more likely what we call a voluntary taxpayer, and you need to get a hold of us. 800-999-2371 or WTAG.biz to get a hold of myself or Bernie and chat about that. Because if you're a voluntary taxpayer, a simple conversation can save you a lot of money from going to the IRS.
Actually, not only save you money, but increase your monthly income $300, $400, $500, $600 a month between us and the professionals we work with. That's what we've been able to do. So
yeah.
If that appeals to you, then give us a call. Be happy to sit down with you.
Yeah, the problem with having an IRA is that when you do have to start taking that RMD out at 70 and a half, or if you start taking it out earlier than that, you can take it out any time after 59 and a half. You will have to start taking out, it's 3.5%, depending on your age. It goes up every year. So let's say you're taking out 4% in a required minimum distribution every year. And let's say the stock you have that money invested in the stock market. And the stock market goes down 15% in 1 year. We've seen years where it's done that and more. And you're taking out that 4% on top of it. You just had a 19% loss in your portfolio.
And the government's making you take money out on top of it. So the money you take out can't sit in there. And hope to recover.
And this is the thing where we've been buffaloed into thinking. What traditional stock market wisdom tells us is that leave your money in. The market's going to go up and down and up and down, but over the period of time, you're going to have gains. Well, that can be true as long as you can leave it in there, but all of a sudden, the government is making you take that money out.
Yeah. You know, two things. The first thing is that, you know, the problem here is that most people, as they go through life and prepare for retirement, what happens is they do a great job during the accumulation phase of their life as far as putting money away on a regular basis. But when you retire, there's a paradigm shift in the way that you live your life.
Yeah, the game changes entirely.
Yeah, and the problem is that's the second half of your life, and the coaching that you're getting needs to be different during the second half of your life than the first half of your life. And most Wall Street casino advisors don't realize that, or simply do not have the tools to be able to cope with it. The most common thing we hear is, we hope that this will work out for you. It should work out in the long run, probably based on historical evidence that it will. But we're not there anymore. We're in a whole new world.
No, that was pre-911 and pre-Dodd-Frank and all these things that the federal government has passed. And we are in uncertain times internationally. We were talking before the show how small changes a half a world away can affect your IRA. It's just amazing that, you know, the Prime Minister of Greece decides he doesn't want to pass some bill, and the Dow Jones can take a 3% slide in one day. And that affects you, especially if you're somebody who's retired or close to retirement. Decisions you make during the first 5 years of your retirement have a massive impact over the course of your retirement.
Positively or negatively. And that's the beauty of the safe and secure money system is that it guarantees that you will not have those negative results impact your retirement planning over the course of your lifetime. Now, just in closing, we've got a very short period of time here, and I never did get to the long-term, the tax trap at the end of the at the end of your life. If you're a person in your 60s, 70s, and you've got a lot of substantial amounts of money in your IRA or 401k, heaven forbid you still have money in a 401k if you're not working.
If you don't like the IRS while you're alive, you're going to hate them when you're dead.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. And I think we should start off next week's segment with that. So tune in next week to that. But in the meantime, don't forget, you can go to WTAG.biz to contact us and set up an appointment to visit with us. You're going to be the experience that you have with us will be unlike any other experience that you've had with any other advisor. We promise you that.
Retain your gains, feel no pain.
Okay. Money is a cash. Grab that cash with both hands and make a dash. New car can be out for the daydream. Think of money at the ball team. Money, get back.
Hi, this is Diane Graham, and I want to tell you something that I wish my husband and I learned a long time ago. Recently, I heard a radio host ask his audience, is your money safe? I looked over at my husband and asked, is our retirement money safe? He said, sure, our broker has it under control. However, I suddenly became concerned when the host went on to report that when a husband dies, nearly 85% of the widows fire the financial planner. I asked myself why. He went on to explain that women want security and safety, and we don't want to gamble with our futures. My husband and his broker can accept that investing is risky, but I feel that investing in the stock market is gambling with our money. The radio show is The Safe Money System with Bernie Rosinski. I went online to www.wtag.biz and watched testimonials of his happy clients. Don't waste another minute gambling with your retirement future. Contact Bernie today at 800-999-2371. That's 800-999-2371. Now I sleep at night because when Bernie asks, is your money safe? I answer yes.